At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2 plus a few extra minutes of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. There's no telling what might happen next right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
That was me.
Coming up in around about 60 minutes-ish. Oh, you know, generally the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Trying to keep up before we start having some subs in for the next couple of months, because I got to take a vacation sometime. I mean, I may have been gone all that time. I didn't have any like vacation-y restful time off, so don't even think that I did. Next one up, of course, will be February the 9th. It's going to be Pete from It Was In You All Along. He's very excited about coming back for a Saturday night shift here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. He'll be taking very good care of you then. But we're going to try to knock out as many obits in the meantime as humanly possible. Mike, would you change the lights? Would you fix the lights? Oh, he's so good. Mike Conway is the best person I have ever followed in all of my 35 years in radio. I would just like to say that out loud and all the time. Mike Conway is the best. Anyway, Pete's going to be here on February the 9th. We'll worry about those other dates in the coming weeks. So that's all going to happen. We're going to try to make sure he doesn't have to do way too many obits, just like a regular number of obits when he gets here. But that doesn't mean we're going all obits right now. No, no, no. That's not going to happen. We've got a regular old radio show to do tonight. Tonight may be the last of the weeks, but it might be next week. I don't know. Who can tell which week is going to be the last week that I get to spill over a little bit into the next hour before the students return from their wonderful winter holiday here at the Tufts University. So we'll do the best that we can. But, you know, I just got to say, everything feels so busy. I feel like I'm running and running and running and doing stuff all the time, nonstop, 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 yet I feel so lazy. I feel like I'm not getting anything done. I feel like I'm moving real slow. I don't know how to make sense of all of that. So therefore, I am going to try to make sense of it tonight. Because what is Bubbles in the Think Tank if not the cheapest therapy I ever got? That's what it is right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Lazy, I wanna be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky. Stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peep through the deep, tangled wild world, counting sheep till I sleep. Like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it's peaceful while I'm killing time. Wrong number. Wrong number. Oh, Sam, you're sweet.
Urge to get stoned. Yes, this is the amazing Dopamatic you've heard so much about. Simply drop in a, get away from me, kid, you bother me. Simply drop in a lid of the seediest unclean dope. The Dopamatic automatically removes the seeds and plants them, then rolls the pure seedless leaves into perfect joints. Hundreds of joints from one lid, thousands from a kilo. Yes, and this talented little machine will even smoke your joint for you, and then it will sing and play your musical instrument. And that's not all. No, sir. If you order right now, in addition to your Dopamatic, Dopamatic, you'll receive absolutely free a Vegematic. It minces, quinces, rices, dices, slices, and cuts prices. It will make a pile of splinters out of anything from an onion to an automobile. And it's all yours if you order the amazing Dopamatic today. Void where prohibited by law.
Aggravating little slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry, you're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then you're late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to ten. Why must I linger every time you snap your fingers, little slowpoke? And why don't you hasten when you see the time's wasting? You're a slowpoke, baby. Why must I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke.
Something silly that upsets me? I get very annoyed when people walk on the wrong side of the sidewalk. I think that it makes for a lot of extra traffic jams and difficulties. I'm walking along on my side of the street, minding my own business, and people come at me sometimes three in a row and they won't break up. I figured out a way to handle that. I just stop dead still and they have to walk around me. But I'm pretty tolerant. Not a lot of things upset me. And I like young people. Young people don't upset me. I went to a friend's house in the country and it was all older people. Younger than me, everybody's younger than I am. There were about 8 or 10 of us and one of the people brought a joint to the party. And so all 8 of us took a drag of the joint. You're shocked, aren't you? We had a wonderful time. We were all older people and we just wanted to know what all the excitement was about. People were paying high prices and getting in trouble and everything. And we just wanted to know. Well, we found out. It was a wonderful time. It was.
Thank you. I wanna dream. For always be allowed to watch a cloud above the crowd of flowers while I'm resting in clover. My heart is a-bubbling over with the lazy, lackadaisy melody. I wanna sigh, I wanna lie beneath the sky. That's breezy, wanna brook and wanna book and wanna nook. That's treesy where my happiness triples, listening to the ripples of the lazy, lackadaisy melody. The air will be sweet, the grass will be silken, life will be milk and cream. If I close my eyes while shadows are creeping, I'm not really sleeping, I just love to dream. It's lots of fun to chase the sun, I'm not the one to do it, I prefer to never stir. It's easier to view it while I'm resting in clover. My heart is a-bubbling over with the lazy, lackadaisy melody. The air will be sweet, the grass will be silken, life will be milk and cream. If I close my eyes while shadows are creeping, I'm not really sleeping, I just love to dream. It's lots of fun to chase the sun, I'm not the one to do it, I prefer to never stir. It's easier to view it while I'm resting in clover. My heart is a-bubbling over with the lazy, lackadaisy melody. With a lazy, lackadaisy melody.
This is a surprise time for me because I haven't had an opportunity to meet and talk with our next guest. Incidentally, this chair here sat in Mary Magoon's dining room for years and years. I don't know if that has any special meaning to you, sir. No. But would you sit there now and tell us your name, please?
Harlow P. Whitcomb.
And where are you from?
From Glens Falls.
New York.
New York.
And what do you do?
I am the president and recording
secretary.
Secretary of the STOA.
What does that stand for?
Slow Talkers of America. Believe
in speaking slowly,
in forming
your words, thoughts,
our ideas and opinions clearly before
speaking.
We speak. We are here
in New York City.
In the city of New York, attending
a convention,
our annual
convention,
membership
convention.
All of our members. All 200
members
and 50
members.
Seven members are here
speaking,
talking
slowly, so that you'll never be misunderstood,
as opposed to the members of the F
T-O-A
T
O A
Oh.
Hey!
Hey! The fast.
Talkers of America.
Talkers?
Of America.
Of America.
America.
Our credo
is to speak slowly.
Goes something like this.
Would you lower the curtain, please?
We
give me a nervous wreck.
Sheriff of this chair town, and I don't allow no gunplay in this chair town. When I hear the word draw, you better be reaching for a pencil. I met up with many an ornery bandit in my time. I'll never forget that crazed killer, Bessie James. Not Jesse, Bessie. She snuck up on me and hollered, "Draw!" Got me in both big toes, my left kneecap and my earlobes ended up in Cheyenne. Cause I may be the sheriff of this chair town, but I'm the slowest gun in the West. I'll never forget that murdering polecat, Mild Bill Hickok. Not Wild, Mild. He was Wild's rock and roll child. He was the first critter I knew in Old West, carried a bazooka in his holster. Oh, he had a big holster on him, carried it over his shoulder, and he was tough. If you said nice day to him, he'd blow your head off. He just hated nice days. We finally met up in back at Kelly's one Saturday night. Old man Kelly was a vodka and tonic when I heard the word, "Draw!" Well, that there barrel of vodka and tonic with old man Kelly in it sailed clear over the tombstone where it come down on Doc Holliday, who was filling Bat Masterson's cavities at the time. You might say Mild Bill was guilty of murder, but not in my book, cause I'm sheriff of this chair town and the slowest gun in the West. Then there was Willie the Kid, not Billy Willie, Uncle Willie. He looked sort of like a Dark City Menasha Skolnick, but he was tough. He was 69 years old, but they call him the Kid, well, cause he was always kidding around, killing everybody. Oh, he was a card, shooting and killing and murdering and blowing up hotels and theaters. Oh, I tell you, that Willie the Kid, he had a great sense of humor. I'll never forget when he and I tangled outside the Death Valley Board of Health building. He yelled, "Draw!" and actually did pull out a pencil. He filled me full of lead, all right. Got me in the right and left temples. Lucky I was wearing my horse Platinum's blinkers that hot day, or might have been Dade. You may ask why I didn't take Willie in right then and there. Well, I'm the only sheriff wears a bulletproof vest. Cause I'm the slowest gun in the whole Wild West. Then there was Wyatt Twerp. That's Twerp, not Erp. He wore 11 guns. 3 in his belt, 2 in his hat, 2 hanging from his nostrils, and 5 in his shoes. His favorite trick was standing on the corner doing little tap dance, knock off 8 or 10 folks without even reaching for a gun. Yes, sirree. Then there was the Dalton boys, headed up by old Grandma Dalton. She carried a bow and arrow and a genuine flamethrower and equipped all the boys with suits of armor. They'd command you like a regular scene out of Henry V. 5 killers in suits of armor led by a naked old grandma and a white charger with her hair hanging down over her like Lady Godiva with that big bow and arrow sticking out of her saddle. They'd command you like a rose bowl float. You'd thank them with some sort of celebration, and before you knew it, it looked like Alexander Nevsky had teamed up with Geronimo. Some folks called him the Robin Hoods. Well, they was hoods, all right, and they was always robbing people. In 10 days, they held up 32 banks, 45 stages, 71 hotels, and 3 fellas sitting on a porch, all named Pop. Naturally, I went after them alone. The Dalton boys headed up by Grandma Dalton. I knew where they was hiding out, at the Tombstone Hilton. They'd robbed the place 7 times. I asked the owner why he didn't throw him out, and he said he didn't want to make a scene. Well, I waited for the coldest day of the year, and I challenged the Daltons to come out here in the square and shoot it out, and out they come. All those Dalton boys with that there naked old grandma and that big bow and arrow aimed straight at my tin star, and it was tin of the cheapest kind. Grandma opened her mouth to yell "draw," but instead she gave a little shiver and let out a big old sneeze. When the smoke cleared up, there they were, all 8 of them, laying on the ground dead. And I thought I was dead, but all that was missing was my pinky finger and right eyebrow. I knew right then and there that I could have been the swiftest gun in the West, but I was no match for Grandma Dalton, the fastest sneeze in the South.
We're moving up to Indian country. I'm sick and tired all this year, Sunday. Come on, boys. Hey.
From coast to coast, they've been doing the monkey, the fish, the twist, and the switcheroo. All you cats are tired of moving. I've got something new for you. When the band starts playing, come out real slow. Move like a turtle to the center of the floor. Take it easy and have a ball and just stand there. That's all. That's the way you do the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Careful, honey, take it slow. That's cool, mommy. '99-year Boogity had a friend named Shu, and Boogity liked to dance to a rock and roll groove. Now Shu told Boogity, if you wanna stay alive, better forget all this rock and roll jive. He told his friend he'd better play it cool, but Boogity was a stubborn old rock and roll mule. The best I remember, I believe it's a fact, a poor Boogity had a heart attack. He never learned to do the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. A moving eyebrow, shake a hand. Just listen to the band. Now if the band starts rocking, just you pay no mind. You get excited, friend, you're gonna find You start in twisting your sacroiliac, and then, friend, you put your back out of whack. That won't happen with the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Oh, man, again.
I'll say it for you. That was never half an hour. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I really cannot even for a hot second believe that that was half an hour, but it clearly was. We'll just have to deal with that. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. It's a message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. And you know how I feel about the Ad Council. You know, if you listen regularly. If you're not a regular listener, I do hope that tonight might find a spot in your heart that encourages you to do so. Of course, you can always make lots of friends and perhaps even influence people over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where people will talk lots about the music, post photos, etc., etc. Perhaps now someone will even post about Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite and Bee's Knees and member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. That's a threefer there. Next week on February the 2nd at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. So this is more one for you locals. It will be the third annual Ivan in Paris Groundhog Day Spectacular. I don't even know what it's actually called. Where the Chandler Travis Philharmonic augmented. No, nine pieces isn't enough for this one. They'll be at the Lizard Lounge from 4 until 6 in the afternoon. So not even messing with this radio show. Doing multiple versions of Ivan in Paris, plus some other stuff. So if you've got the capacity to be in Cambridge a week from today, but a few hours earlier, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., I would highly recommend that you be there. But we're going to go way back in time right now for a little Chandler Travis on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
You must bear in mind that you got no time to go so fast. Get everything done, you won't have nothing to do no more. You better slow down. You better slow down. Someday the night's gonna pack your bags. It's gonna kill you. Go so fast, you got to make it last a little longer.
I don't feel much like working today. No, this is my lazy day.
Well, I might have gone fishing, got to thinking it over. The road to the river, a mighty long way. It must be the season, no rhyme or no reason. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. I'm finding it easy to mind my own business. I'm keeping my nose out of everyone's way. I ain't taking no orders, ain't hiring no people. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
I just don't want to do nothing. I want to do lots of that.
Well, you might hear me calling, but you won't see me coming. Just get you on by me, stay out of my way. Just a little deep thinking would drive me to drinking. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Ain't asking no questions, ain't giving advices, ain't dating no women, I ain't wanting to play. Just gonna look stupid, don't wanna meet Cupid. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
Speedy West.
So listen close to me, for here's my recipe. It's easy, you can do it on your own. Simply close your eyes, imagine paradise. Now you can't go wrong as you sing this little song. Lazy days will soon be here again. Cares and troubles to lose. No need to hurry, no need to worry. Mr. Bluebird, how do you do? Let the sunshine fill your heart with joy. Boys and girls, come out to play. Don't sit and ponder.
head. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Oh, oh. I wanna be sedated. Just get me to the airport. Put me on a plane. Hurry, 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 before I go insane. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my brain. Oh no, oh, 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 oh. 2024 hours ago, I wanna be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Oh, oh. I wanna be sedated. Just put me in.
Walk around all dressed up every day and work one night a week. and I'm gonna make arrangements with all the sisters and get myself a regular beat. Then all I got to do is go from house to house and talk and sleep and eat. Uh-oh, here comes Sunday, when I got to preach and sweat. He said to me, honey, they're preaching and shouting and jumping on Sunday. That ain't no job for me. I ain't no lazy man. Oh, I ain't no lazy man. But I just can't seem to get that work to fit into my plans. Now, you know I don't like work. I wouldn't work on a ship for running down Molasses River, stopping at butter stations and putting on slapjack sandwiches. You know I don't like work, and I'm going to tell you why. Because some folks get killed going to work, some folks get killed coming to work, and some folks get killed at work. And man, I ain't fixing a mess with it. I ain't no lazy man.
Fiend.
The devil ain't no lazy bones. He works 24 hours a day. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He likes to see us fight and fuss. He makes us mean enough to cuss. And then he blames it all on us. He works 24 hours a day. He travels like a lightning streak and strikes from town to town.
Yes, yes.
And if he gets you when you're weak, he'll tear your playhouse down. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
Tells us he won't hurt a fly. Then he makes us steal and lie. Keeps us sinning till we die. He works 24 hours a day. Lazy. crazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He gets his pitchfork out each night to give the folks an awful fright. I think he does it just for spite. He works 24 hours a day. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He tells us how to find success. I know we'll wind up in distress. The devil is an awful mess. He works 24 hours a day. He likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you every way but loose.
Yes.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
So when you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, then you've got one foot in the grave. He works 24 hours a day.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, rolling a couple minutes early. Whoever did that here at Bubbles in the Think Tank before? I don't think it was me. But we're going to make it work tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Let's see here. Did I say all the things I'm supposed to say when I come back? Well, let's hope that I did. Because now I'm going to tell you that it's time for us to get started on the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We want to remind you first to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org as we move into the initial radio obituary tonight for Jimmy Work, the American country musician and songwriter best known for the country standard Making Believe. Let's see here. In 1949, he signed with Decca. That was the same year he appeared for the first time on the Grand Ole Opry and on Ernest Tubb's Midnight Jamboree. You can determine for yourself which is the more important of the two. He recorded for Decca with members of Red Foley's band, but none of the Decca recordings were hits. Didn't happen until he went to Dot. After 19, was, I think it was 55. Took a little while. He even played some concerts with Elvis Presley in the mid-50s. Jimmy Work just passed away at 94. It's the initial radio obituary. We got all kinds of stuff going on in tonight's obits. I just want to take a moment to say that now that I'm about ready to, like, you know, do the business of the obit. But this one has one where you say to yourself, if there's an appropriate obit that could be performed by either Tennessee Ernie Ford or Homer and Jethro, which would you choose? I'm not going to start with that one. I'm going to let you think about that for a while because I'm sure you'll think about it just as much as I did. And this one's even got Skeeter Davis content in it, but we're not starting there. We're starting with my favorite snack for post-Bubbles in the Think Tank snacking. As part of the initial radio obituary tonight for Jimmy Work right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.